If I was to sit in my office and wait for the soldiers to come in to talk with me, I would still be sitting there. So the job description included me going out into the motor pools and the dining facilities and the battalion offices and out on the sidewalks and over where they smoked cigarettes. And so it was, I felt like part of the work for me, and not everybody in my position felt this way, but I felt like part of the work for me was to be out there. And just circling through, hey, where are you from? What's going on? You know, how are you doing? And it would take me sometimes 6 or 8 weeks of chatting with somebody. I mean, we're talking about his truck and, you know, all kinds of things. And then one day I'd get up and start to walk away and say, you gonna be in your office later? And that's, you know, I respect that. That's just that culture. You know, they are trained to be buttoned up. I understand that. I mean, that was to me a big difference between private practice, where people walk in the door, they've paid for your time, and they're going to talk in general. These guys, I mean, there's a line in the book that says, I had to wait for the arriving moment of courage on their part. That moment when they could say, I'm not doing okay. Or, I'm really struggling, or my wife and I aren't getting along. And I had to just be there for however long it took until they could find that moment.